Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Every day at 8 o'clock, we give you Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by
PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download the PointsBet app, get the lightning bets, the same game parlays. You can get a nice same gamer together on the Bears game as you watch it. Our friend Dean, hit a big one last night. You can get all that at PointsBet Sportsbook with the updated brand new app. Or you can play the ponies at Club Hawthorne and the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. Secretariat must be sleeping.
Oh, do you want a Secretariat drop? Why don't you play it?
I don't.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay,
ability to do that.
There, I found it. Sorry.
Thanks, Shay.
Now the Caps appease. Here's Shay Norling.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Good, thank you.
Hoodie, Cap.
How are you, buddy?
Good to see you both. I'm great today. My wife is out of the house for the next four nights.
Oh.
And you know what that means.
Bachelor pad.
All football all the time, baby.
Ah, that's outstanding.
Pizza, football, no showers. Yeah, I know what it means.
Dishes are going to stack up.
Would it be different if she was home? Wouldn't it be all football all the time still or no?
Well, you know, you do some things to appease the wife. Like the other day, I told her, honey, I'll take Tuesday night football off. Let's go out to dinner.
No maction.
Such a nice guy.
Right?
No maction.
If Peacock was out of town for four nights, would you be happier or less happy that she's gone?
The first couple of nights, happy. The last two, yeah.
Yeah.
All depends.
I hate when Mindy's out of town.
Yeah.
I do not like being alone.
Oh, I know. I mean, you can't give an audience to someone if just by yourself. Got to talk to somebody.
I've got three dogs. I talk to them all the
they
time.
They don't listen to your picks. Who does? Here's Shay Norling.
Being home alone is the greatest, by the way. I'm the king of the castle. All right, let's get started. Talking about Thursday night football. The Commanders' defense ranks bottom four in the NFL against the pass despite an effective pass rush. They've allowed the second most passing touchdowns in the league this season, and that's against quarterbacks like Trevor Lawrence, Jared Goff, Cooper Rush, and Ryan Tannehill. So shot or no shot, Fields will put together a second straight good game tonight.
That's a shot. Absolute shot, because he's a good player. We've been saying we need to see more development, but that this kid has talent. And I think you will see him play a solid football game. Is that enough to win? That I don't know.
I would say shot to you, my friend. I would say shot. You know what I'd like to see? I would like to see the momentum early. Is that possible?
I agree with you. I'd like to see, wow, Bears went down the field on their opening possession, turned it into a touchdown. And I want to see not just, he got flushed out of the pocket. He had like a second and a half to read the defense. Gone. There he goes for 15 yards. Whatever. I want to see him stand back there, go through his progressions, and go, bam, gain of 22. Whoa, what a throw. That's what I want to see.
Seven instead of three.
And just big-time throws into tight windows where he got some time.
Mm-hmm. I wish it was as open as Kirk Cousins. All his throws, especially early, were wide open. Actually, all of them were wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I think I gave you that stat earlier. It's somewhere buried deep in the yellow pad from Monday. Something like 41 throws, all open windows. No tight window throws.
Crazy.
That's what happens when the defense is in Minneapolis. The offense is in Minneapolis and the defense is in Eau Claire.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse, right? Exactly, yeah. Right. So, yeah, that is a shot, my friend. All right, what else do you have?
Well, just to add on to the wide-open receivers, don't expect that to change if you believe Corey Wooten, who used to play for the Bears. He said the style of defense the Bears play, the way the D-line is not penetrating or getting home at all, is allowing receivers to stay open because it's Tampa 2. It's just zone coverage. Guys just find open spots.
I guess coach is fired, right, Lovey? Is the old vanilla cover too? Like, if you got guys that can play it and it's dominant and you get the ball out, that's great. But you got to have a little bit more exotic than that, don't you, at times?
If you listen to the people that have played that defense, I have not. You have not.
Hold on a second now. Hold on a second.
They believe it is a very successful way to play football. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes tonight. Can they get some pressure and allow guys like Jalen Johnson, Eddie Jackson, Kendall Vildor, who made a good play last week?
If that's really his name.
I think it is.
It's a weird name, isn't it?
It is weird.
Okay.
I mean, a reading app? That's how you name your kid?
Rosetta Stone.
Right.
You know, it's funny. My partner likes to... listen, I'm the guy that brings it out of him. But there's a lot of things, Randy. Randy, we're over here. Randy, he's been at the window all morning. It's unbelievable.
He's listening to Cochran.
But yeah. I think so. I agree. Hey, buddy, I agree. Listen, Randy, I mean, stop people watching. The show's in here. I wish I was outside. I'm just telling. With a piece of candy. I just want to just tell you that my partner here also played football. He likes to suppress his past, but I know his past. So the idea that you come in here like, well, Wani told me, did you not put on a cup? Did you not play?
We didn't wear a cup when we played football.
Okay. Did you? I know it was leather helmets, but there was no cup back then?
No cup.
Okay.
But we did have the helmet on.
Were you not out there?
Yes.
In the secondary?
Yeah.
Okay. I love the idea that you just put off on other people. You do have experience in this.
Yes. Wasn't very good at it, but yes.
Yes. I also have experience in it, but it was not. It was indoors.
Yes. You were playing arena ball.
So let's not talk. So you have actually more experience than me. I'm just on special teams, you know, on this squad. For Mongo.
That's it. Chicago Slaughter. What number were you?
Well, what do you think? Look at me.
Look 98. At
me. Of course, 99. Of course. The reason why I was 99 is because 100 wasn't available.
That's it.
So, honest to God.
Got a triple digit for this guy.
How about that, Randy? How about that?
Sounds good, buddy.
He's gone.
He's gone.
He's just, it's too early. He's just people watching, listening to Cochran.
I almost got myself in trouble.
Well, it's true.
All right, boys. The Commanders also have something that should have the Bears defensive front salivating. They have the most sacked quarterback in the NFL. That should help your zone defense. So shot or no shot, you need to see Robert Quinn get home at least once tonight.
Yeah, shot.
Damn right. Let's go.
Freaking guy got paid $70 million to come here. He had 18 and a half sacks last year. Let's go, man. Get off the flipping milk carton.
Careful. Okay.
Second time.
Is he healthy? Is he healthy?
Yes, he's healthy.
Okay.
Bends his body like Gumby.
I've seen that.
Come on, let's get to the quarterback. My goodness.
Yeah, I would agree. Some sort of pass rush from him. You can't be all worlds and then the next year you can't be found.
Correct.
You can't hide, man. You're a big guy. Got to get to the quarterback. Carson Wentz is not... Okay, oh, that's a good question. Like Wentz or Cousins? You're not a big fan of either one.
But no, I'm druthers, not. I wouldn't want... If I had to have one too, or the other, I'd take Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm. You just know there's going to be a screw-up there somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think... Correct me if... Sylvie texted me. I think one of their bets last week was Cousins would definitely throw an interception. Mm-hmm. They got it.
Yeah.
With one of the dumbest throws I've watched in a long time. He had a guy... 8 yards. No one within a city block of him.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to try and throw in the double coverage over there. Picked off.
I saw it. How about that, Randy?
If Wentz doesn't tear his ACL, he's the MVP like 5 years ago, by the way.
The year they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Fair.
He was leading at 65-1 preseason. Leading.
Wentz or Cousins, Randy?
I go Wentz.
No shot. I go Cousins, and I hate them both.
Randy's holding his vaccination status against Snorling.
All right, Shay.
I almost got myself in trouble. I'm going to keep myself out of that. USA Today put out a, quote, watchability ranking of the 30 NBA teams, and the Bulls checked in at 21st, meaning they're the ninth least exciting team to watch this coming season. Shot or no shot, the Bulls will be among the NBA's least watchable teams.
Damn. I saw that, and I skimmed past it. I didn't even think about going to the Bulls. I just skimmed past that column. I saw what you saw, too. Well, hang on a second, Cap. Ninth least? That's the list, right? Ninth least?
Ninth least. I don't get that. I think they're very entertaining to watch. Zach is as good and exciting an athlete as there is in the game. DeMar could score.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're asking the wrong person because I'll watch everything, including
Bullets basketball.
I don't mind coming here dressed like an assistant NBA coach every day if I have to, right? So I'll watch everything at least a couple times because it's the NBA. I got the package, turn it on. All right, if Cap asks me about the Houston Rockets, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. If you ask me a question about Charlotte, okay, Cap, yeah, I did see them and blah, blah, blah. Because who knows with you? You'll ask me a question, I'll try to give you an answer. Orlando, Indiana, Houston, Oklahoma City, Sacramento for sure. Spurs will be barely in the playoff mix. Pistons, how many is that?
That's seven.
Okay.
Minnesota?
That's a good team, though. That's fun. They're fun now.
See, but there are bad teams that'll be fun, too. Like, the Pistons, I think, are going to be a bad team, but they'll be a fun watch.
Charlotte?
Ball will be back. They'll be back in the playoff
mix. Orlando, did you say that?
Yeah. I gave you seven. Bulls are not... You know what? You know what, Jay? No, I can't put the Bulls in there, though, because I think Minnesota's fun. Zion's healthy with the Pelicans. Kawhi back? Is he still in the league? Kawhi?
Yeah, he's back.
Ready?
Yeah, supposedly. Paul George said he's happy to be a number two.
Well, that's the first time I've heard that.
Correct.
You'd rather be just in floating in the toilet bowl, just be a number two. Cavs are going to be fun. You know what, Cap?
Might not be. Shay, one more.
What do you think, Shay? Is that a shot?
I think it's a shot.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
I think they'll be good, but I don't know. Like, night in, night out, if you're just a general NBA fan, are you honing in on the Bulls night in, night out?
Trae Young or Zach? Who's more fun to watch?
Trae
Young. Oh, God!
All right, Shay, get one more in, quick.
All right, boys. A bar in Alston, Massachusetts is offering customers free hot dogs for life. All they have to do is get a tattoo dedicated to the restaurant. So my question to you, shot or no shot, you would get a tattoo dedicated to your favorite restaurant to get free food for life.
So you're saying I'd get like a Chicago Cut tattoo on my body? Or can it be any tattoo and I just announce it's dedicated to them?
No, I think it has to represent the restaurant in some way.
So, I have to have David Flom's mug tattooed on my arm or the logo.
What about a heart with I love David Flom in the heart?
And I get free food the rest of my life?
Yes.
Yeah, no shot. Love you, Flom. I'm not getting you tattooed on my body.
But the logo, probably, right? Back of the bicep?
Perhaps.
The logo, but not his.
Bottom of the foot, maybe.
You'd be walking on cuts.
That's it.
Every time. I would say shot for someone that doesn't have a tattoo. Who will have one at some point? Who will have one?
You will?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going with you.
At some point.
I'm taking you to see Nick at Great Lakes Tattoo. We're going together.
Does he take care of the tender skin, though?
He does.
Does he take care of... Look at Jay. Can he take care of a brother? Can he do that?
He got you.
Okay.
Cap's going to take you to his barber. He'll screw you all up.
You know what we got? Because it is a game day Thursday, we've got our picks. Got to do our picks now.
Let's do it.
Now? Yes. Our NFL and college picks. I'll be coming up next right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Stream live sports and original content with ESPN Plus today. You get access to the award-winning 30 for 30 library, unrivaled UFC access, including exclusive pay-per-views, live coverage of 35 PGA Tour events each year. Get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundle today and watch ESPN Originals, the 30 for 30s, the entire Disney and Marvel library, and so much more. Stream anytime, anywhere. Go to ESPNChicagoBundle.com to learn more. Shay.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood.
Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really
thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
It's time to take a look at our picks for college and pro football here on Cap and Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. It's usually a Friday staple, but again, tomorrow, that's going to be a Bears victory Friday. So we'll talk wall-to-wall Bears there. So we will move our picks to today at 8:15 and still to come. And an hour from now, we'll talk to Keyshawn Johnson, the man, the myth. Keyshawn's going to be with us coming up at 9:15 from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. It airs between 5 and 7 here on Chicago's Home for Sports. He's in the building. We'll talk to him here in studio. But now it's time to go through our picks, and here's Shea Norling. Shea?
All right, boys, let's get down to it. Hoodie, I missed it. I was circling all my stuff. Did you give the records out there?
I have not.
Why don't we do that first?
Well, it says here, Cap, the other producer is 22-20-2.
That is correct.
And you 22-3. 22-3. I am 19-23-3, culturally biased. And Shay bringing up the rear at 17-25-3.
And the one guy who's, well, you too, but he's like college football. I asked him, he and I had a text exchange the other day. Rank the sports in order of your love for them.
Yes.
I got college football like fifth. He has it number one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. You know why? Loves the sport. I totally get it. I love college football too.
Speaking of which, for the first time in 30 years and only the second time ever, we are going to pick three matchups between teams that are 6-0 or better.
How about that?
It's only the second time in history three such games have been played on the same day. Number 10, Penn State, undefeated, heads to number 5, Michigan, undefeated. Michigan, a 7-point favorite. In Ann Arbor. I'm going with the Nittany Lions and James Franklin.
I am as well. I believe Michigan can win the game. I think it's closer than the 7, though, Cap. But give me Penn State.
Yeah, one of my top plays all over Michigan. Only the 7. Michigan Wolverines.
Is Randy in the picks?
Yes. Can I make my pick? Let's go Michigan.
We got three of us in this last one.
Yeah.
And just reasonable math says that you're next, Randy. I mean, come on, man. We want to win your money. So you've got who?
Go with Michigan. I like Michigan big in this game. Penn State is like 0-9 of James Franklin on the road against top 5 teams.
Take that.
Shay.
Trends are meant to be broken. Number 3, Alabama on the road in Knoxville, taking on number 6, Tennessee. Alabama, a 7-point favorite. Planet Earth is on Tennessee here. Everybody and their mother going against Nick Saban. Put me on the other side. Roll Tide.
I've seen that trend, too, where everyone says Tennessee's going to keep it close. No shot, sloppy top. It will be Alabama getting the job done. Never mind about the trend. Look at the Hall of Fame coach. Look at the team. I think they can at least win by 10 points.
I looked at this game from multiple angles. This isn't some moribund Florida Gators program you're playing here. You're stepping up to the big guys. This is Alabama. Alabama wins it by 14 or more. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Bama wins easily. I'm with Cap.
The third undefeated matchup in college football, number 8, Oklahoma State takes on the Horny Toads of Texas Christian University, number 13, and they are a 4-point favorite at home. And I'm going with TCU. If you listen to Snorling U, shameless plug, I told you preseason, TCU's the best team in the Pac-12, or in the Big 12, excuse me, and I'm sticking with it. TCU covers and wins here easily.
I like TCU to win by a touchdown against Oklahoma State.
I was torn on this one. I have a deep affinity for Mike Gundy. I like that man. Never met him, but I like him.
Facts over feelings, Chris Broussard. Go ahead. Sorry.
I am simply going to roll with Snorling U. I'm on TCU.
TCU coming off an emotional win over Kansas. Oh. Oklahoma State has a good quarterback. I think his name is Spencer Sanders.
That's right.
I'm going with Oklahoma State to pull the upset on the road.
Emotional win over Kansas. I haven't heard that in 30 years.
Tread lightly on the Kansas.
Were they playing basketball?
Randy, be careful. Just be careful.
Okay, game day was there.
I understand. Just be careful.
Okay.
With the emotional be careful. You know what happens. All right, go ahead.
All right, on to the Shield. Patriots head to Cleveland. The Patriots, a 2.5-point dog in Cleveland, taking on the Browns. For the second straight week, I'm betting on my team. Give me the Patriots.
I like the Patriots to outright win the game against the Browns. Outright win the game. How long is that number going to get higher, by the way? 2.5? Well, you think it'll stay right there? Or will
it was 3, so it's come down a little bit. People, money's coming in on New England.
I like the Patriots. Yep. Zappy.
I don't. I like the Browns. Browns win it something like 24-16, something like that. And give me Cleveland.
Browns should have beaten the Chargers last week. The Browns will beat the Patriots this week by more than 2.5.
Cowboys at Eagles. Eagles laying 6 at home. It's been a nice story for the boys in Cooper Rush. The wheels are coming off in Philly this weekend. Give me the birds.
I like the Cowboys to keep it close, quite frankly.
I am not all in on the Eagles being the best team. Good team. Mm-hmm. Not saying they're not good. They're not the best. Dallas stuns the Eagles, wins it outright. But I'll take the points in our contest.
And Randy, my reason why I'm taking the Cowboys is because National Football League. The unpredictability of the National Football League.
Agreed.
There won't be a stellar, there'll be a very good teams. I think that the Eagles have been a very good story, but I like the Cowboys to win the game.
And it's going to go over, by the way.
Cody, they haven't scored much in the second half, the Eagles. They're not a very good second half team. I think the Cowboys' defense will keep them in the game, and they'll win the game outright in the second half.
Ravens, 6-point favorites on the road in Jersey, taking on the New York Football Giants. 4-1? Giants plus 6? Nobody believes in them? G-men.
He's under 30 and he's calling them the Football Giants. Can you believe this? Mm-hmm. He's not even Chris Berman.
Exactly.
The New York Football Giants.
And write it in small caps.
You don't have to do that. Now, again, there's no reason for a sideways shot there. Leave him alone.
It worked.
It worked for who?
Me.
What about the rest of the show?
Whatever.
Oh, whatever. Okay. All right. But then the old file.
Lenny.
I like the Ravens to win the game, Cap. I like the Ravens to win the game. The Giants, you know, I like the second half surge they had against the Packers. But as we said last week, the UK, you know, whatever, things can happen in London. I think the Ravens get right against the Giants here.
Put it in the old Lenny file. I am going with the Giants. The G-men actually may win it outright. I'm taking the 6, running all the way to the store with the money.
Cap, you silly man. The Ravens are going to win this game. They're going to dominate. Giants are coming back from wounded. They're probably exhausted. Give me the Ravens.
The Buffalo Bills in Kansas City taking on the Chiefs or whatever they call Arrowhead these days. Bills minus 2.5-point favorites. Best team in the NFL inside a field goal. Give me Buffalo.
I like the Chiefs to win the game outright against the Bills. Give me the Chiefs.
This reminds me of the 85 Bears rolling into San Francisco after losing in the playoffs in the NFC title game the year before. And they whipped some 49er ass 26-10. Buffalo's on a mission. I'm rolling with the Bills.
I'll always go with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Give me the Chiefs.
All right. The Jets are 7-point dogs going up to the Tundra. Jets taking on the Packers. 7 points is too many. Packers have been horrible covering big numbers this year. Give me the Jets.
Yeah, I like the Packers to win the game. I also like the 7. I think that where the 7 comes in for me, Cap, is the Green Bay pulls away late in the game. So what I'm going to do is I'll hedge it. I'll watch. I'll look at it a first half, second half bet, keep our eyes on it. But I kind of feel like I'll bet the second half, and I like the Packers late to pull away.
That, I'm with him. I'm with my partner. Packers, cover the 7.
Packers are a focused team. Matt LaFleur after a loss is fantastic. Give me the Packers, and I'll give 10. Packers are going to win this game easily.
All right, down in Miami, the Minnesota Vikings travel to take on the Dolphins. I don't care who the Dolphins have playing quarterback. I don't care who's catching the passes. It's going to be 100 degrees, and they make you sit in the sun. Give me Miami.
Go ahead. Say it.
I'm just getting nervous that I'm agreeing with under 500 boy in there.
Okay, you're agreeing with his logic on the sun.
Yes, the Sun, as Yurko has pointed out, beats down on that opposing sideline late in the game. Take that.
Yeah, it still comes down to talent, too, and I'll take the Vikings and their talent against the Dolphins, who still need to find out what they want to do at quarterback. Offense matters. Talent matters. To me, the Vikings and the 3.5.
I like the Dolphins.
Slow down, Sparky. I haven't made a pick.
Oh,
yet.
Sorry. My bad. I thought you already made your pick.
No. Yeah, come on in. Is Mr. Hood here? My name's Tyreek Hill. Yeah, is Mr. Hood here? Yeah, I'm Tom's kid. I'm Jalen Waddle. Yeah, I'm Armstead, the new offensive lineman. I'm the running game. Miami wins the game outright. Take that.
I'll follow with you, Cap. Miami wins the game.
Someone's got to give him the ball.
Final game on the slate, Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime, locally here on WFLD. Commanders at Bears. I put it in for us as a pick 'em. Depending on where you look, the Bears are a favorite or a half-point dog. So I just gave us the pick, and I'm taking the Bears to win the game.
Bears win the game tonight on Thursday Night Football.
Game terrifies me. Will not see my money on the Bears. No chance. Because I think it's a coin flip game, I'm going to say Cairo Santos from 47 yards wins the game late. Bears win, but if we're in here tomorrow on a non-victory Friday, it would not shock me. So I'm staying off the game with my money in terms of picking Chicago, but I will play the Bears here for blanks and giggles.
Justin Fields has a great game. The Bears win pretty easily tonight.
Our new show name, Blanks and Giggles. All right, coming up, we have Deal Breakers, and still to come at 45 minutes, we'll hear from Keyshawn Johnson from KJM. He'll be in studio with us.
Looking forward to that.
Right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Small business owners want to know the secret to navigating the employee retention credit. Trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made under the pandemic. So here's what I want you to do. To take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit, or if you have any specific ERC questions, call 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or the funds run out. Again, it's OmegaTaxCredits.com. Shay.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, John the Hood with you. That same ESPN Chicago app that you're listening to, by the way. It houses Good Karma Wrestling. You know, if it's Thursday, you know what that means, Cap.
Good Karma Wrestling on the ESPN 1000 Twitter feed, hosted by the great, the talented, the king, Jonathan Hood.
Brian Rowitz, Gabe Neitzel will be there as well.
They're just part of the ensemble cast. You're the king.
Okay, well, that'll be tonight at 6 o'clock at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. And also the podcast. You don't get a chance to watch us live on Twitter. We got the podcast, Good Karma Wrestling, available on the ESPN Chicago app.
There you go. Also, shout out to Katie DeWeather Nerd. We've got the show on, Jonathan, Cap, Shay, and Randy, at work here in Washington, D.C. My boss heard the question on the idea of the culture battle with the Commanders. He shook his head at that question and said, Bears don't have to try to outclass the Commanders.
I see the point.
Well taken.
I see the point.
Thank you, Katie. We love you.
Now time for Deal Breakers.
We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
Now I'm Doug Llewellyn, and this is the case of...
Wrong show.
It's not the People's Court?
No.
No Wapner?
No Wap.
No Rusty DeBailiff?
No Rusty DeBailiff.
All right. Well, we do have deal breakers because there's a lot of unusual things happening, Cap, and we got to determine whether it's a deal breaker, yes or no. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Got a couple of these from friends of mine telling me stories about the past week that they've had. A buddy of mine went to a hibachi dinner, so this happened to him.
Ah, yes.
You're at a hibachi restaurant, and one of the other diners at your table, you know, it's the shared experience, is a blind woman. During the shrimp toss, she volunteers to be a part of the shrimp toss. The chef tosses it to her, and it hits her right on the forehead.
Yeah.
You get angry at your date because for the rest of the meal, she cannot stop laughing about this. And it's annoying everybody at the table. What do you do?
No, I mean, if someone wants to have a good time, if it's annoying to people, it's too bad. That's on them. There's a blind woman that wants to be part of the shrimp toss and it hits her in the head. Any burns from that, by the way?
No. No burns. It's such a funny situation.
It is funny.
Why would you volunteer for that?
You know why? Because she felt like no matter what, you know, whether you can see or not, trying to get that shrimp in your mouth, hard task for some.
And she's part of the fun.
That's right.
She's enjoying. She can laugh at herself. She's self-deprecating, Snorling. That's funny. No, I got no issues.
No, that's not a deal breaker. I think that's pretty funny, actually.
Correct.
And by the way, I'm 0 for 12 in the shrimp toss. As big as my mouth is, you would think. I tried to get it in the gullet one time.
Couldn't get there.
Nah, no shot. I think it's crazy.
You know, I was at a bachelor party. It actually was Tom Brenneman's bachelor party. And we went to one of those hibachi places where they cook at the table.
How about that, Randy?
And all of a sudden, we see this guy, and he's not doing well at the table.
Yeah?
I'm allergic to shellfish.
Oh, God.
And even though he only ate the meat and chicken, there were shrimp cooked on that grill.
Oh, my God.
Trip to the emergency room later.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I don't think I'll ever eat this shrimp again.
That's it. Enough already.
Enough already. Enough of the shrimp.
Snorling.
More.
Go ahead.
All right, boys. The second situation that happened to my friend this week. He had told a woman he'd been seeing he didn't want to see her. That night, he didn't really want to see her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She was asking for a romantic encounter. It was a booty call situation.
Ah, yeah.
So after telling a girl you don't want to see her that evening for a romantic encounter, she's pounding on your back door at 1 in the morning to try to get into your house.
Been there.
Do you let her in? Do you call the police? What do you do here?
Now, just for a little added detail, is the guy with someone else?
No,
or he just wants to get away from her.
And just trying to get away.
Okay, you've had your stalkers in your day. Cap, go ahead.
Yes.
As have I.
Yeah, one of them hurt.
Don't say that. Don't.
Her parents owned the dry cleaner and all my clothes were there. I had a bunch of suits there. Go away. That's what I wanted to say.
Yes.
I need my clothes back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not calling the police. Unless she's, like, armed. No, I'm not calling the police.
But she's pounding on the door, and she's causing havoc. The neighbors, all of a sudden, the lights start popping up, you know, all over the neighborhood.
What's with the noise? David, get your woman out of the way. For God's sakes, I gotta go get some sleep. For God's sakes.
Apparently, it's Richard Kind there.
Correct. Yeah.
So what do you think?
I'm not calling the police. I'm not.
You bringing her in?
Probably.
Yeah, I figured that. Because you're the one that just wants to be able to cajole and try to talk things through.
Right.
Calm down. I'm just telling you, calm down. Let's watch a little TV. Let's have a drink. Let's settle in.
Yeah.
But keep it down.
Snuggle up, fall asleep.
Exactly. The snuggle up. And then it's terror all over again when she wakes up. I told you! You want that again?
I'd be gone.
Oh, you're going to slip out the back door.
Off to work, early.
Now she's tearing up your place. I mean, it is a domino effect.
It is.
So am I calling the police, Shay? Depends on how rowdy this gets. I don't want my neighbors to know what's going on. What do you think?
What does letting her in depend on? Because I got to tell you, if this is a girl who's, like, good-looking enough, I'm probably just going, well, if you want it this badly, come on in.
Well,
let's go.
Well, for a cap, it starts with sex. Is that correct?
it's at the top.
It's, yeah, of course. It's sex and then conversation. That's where it starts with you.
It's sex, a snack, then conversation.
It's sex, then water, then conversation.
Then a snack, then conversation.
You got to get hydrated, don't you?
Gatorade. You got to get the electrolytes back.
I would say that it would not be a deal breaker if there's a way, a happy medium out of this, I would
Correct.
Say. Right?
Correct.
You got another few deal breakers, sir?
I have one more.
All right, we'll get to that coming up next. Is Danny going to put money in your pocket? I don't see a read. Danny, you got a...
Okay. He's got one there.
Danny's going to put money in your pocket in 1 minute, and then we'll finish up our deal breakers right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blade for your vehicle. They will even install your wiper blades for free. See better and drive safer with new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Shay.
Captain J-Hood.
Is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Hi there, and welcome to Letters with George. I'm owner George, and Ryan and Matt are our football guys. And they're running the new Chicago Bears. While we get letters from far and wide, come on, that are asking questions about the new Chicago Bears. Can't wait for Thursday night on Amazonian. Thursday night football. It's great. Ron from the district asks, Dear George, what's it like for you to start over again? New coach, new OC, just pathetic. You should hire players from the 85 Bears that really cared about the organization. But no, you go out and hire a cult coach. Signed, Ron from the district. A little stiff. Dear Ron, thank you for your interest in the new Chicago Bears. We really like Coach and we like the direction of the team. We'll never forget the 85 Bears. Hold on. Ron District. District Ron. District of Columbia. Ron Rivera. I knew it. I knew it. Ron Rivera. Good luck Thursday when we beat you into the ground, Chico. Thanks so much, and go Bears. Rivera. Love you, didn't want you.
So good. Eat your heart out, BBM.
We'll hear from Keyshawn Johnson coming up at 9:15. His thoughts about the Bears and the National Football League. He'll be in studio with us here from KJM right here on ESPN 1000. But we're in the middle of deal breakers. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Snore, what do you got?
I got one just sent to me, so I want to use it because it's very good. It's very good.
I mean, you're supposed to have these prepared. Is this off-the-fly breaking news?
I do. I had four of them prepared, but this one sent to me is very good.
Okay. Wow.
You've just slept with a girl for the first time. You've seen her a few times, but you just slept together for the first time. Immediately after, she rolls over and says to you, I love you. What do you say?
God. That happened to me.
Yes, it's happened to both of us.
Yeah.
So, that is frightening. And the answer is, that is a deal breaker.
Initially. I pretended to be asleep.
Yes.
I love you, Cap.
I'm not on sinus of snoring yet.
I'm not on soda yet either. Hungry.
Oh, hungry too.
That happened to me, and I pretended to be asleep and couldn't wait till she left.
What if that happens over dinner? Like it happened to me.
I love you.
Oh.
Wow.
What's the
that would be terrifying.
Randy, you're not one to give love right away. You like to take some time on that. What if that happens to you, pal? You'd ask what way, right?
Who was the first to say I love you? You or Beth?
I think it was me. Yeah.
Second date though. Or first?
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Was it reciprocated immediately?
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely.
How long does that take, Randy? When is the first I love you?
Oh, it's got to be a couple months in. I mean, you got to.
Months?
Yeah. I mean, you got to.
What do you mean, Cap? You take a couple years to say it?
No, I didn't say. There's a big difference between a couple months and a couple years.
You haven't even test drove the vehicle yet.
Correct.
I thought the emphasis was on the couple. It should have been on, like, that's where I would have put it, not on the months. I think after 6 months, you're probably in the clear.
6 months is probably a fair number.
It all depends on relationship, too, though. There's a lot of caveats to this, right? So we're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. In 6 months, am I supposed to say I love you because we've been in a relationship for 6 months?
No, you got to say it when you feel it and believe it. And if you don't believe it, don't say it.
I would say it doesn't have to be tied to sex either. If it's after sex, then how do I know you might have loved the sex? Do you love me? Because I provide great sex, said sex.
Right, the relationship has to be about more than that. So you got to get past the initial euphoria stage.
That's exactly right. You're out someplace and you're walking along the lakefront or whatever, and that happens. It's like, well, at least it wasn't during the heat of the throes of passion.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
What if it comes out as a moan? That's not great.
Oh, God, I love you!
Then it really doesn't count.
Right.
Wait, do you make the correction in mid-throw, in mid-heave, mid-thrust? Oh, God, I love you! I didn't mean it! You can't do that, Cap.
I take it back.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You've done that, though, before, right?
Said I love you and didn't?
In the middle.
No.
It's after, usually?
Yeah. If I don't.
I understand. Listen.
I've got a small circle, man. A very small circle. I have a lot of acquaintances. Mm-hmm. Very small inner circle, period. Mm-hmm. I don't trust most. That's unfortunate. That's the truth.
Yeah, but somehow I'm still here. So I would say...
You're in there.
Huh?
You're in there.
How about that, Randy?
Take that.
How about that, Randy?
That's a feather in your cap, buddy.
Don't know if you can say it anymore. But I just... Right, Cap? You can't get it. And that's by the way, that's a callback from yesterday's show.
Correct.
What is a feather in your cap?
Correct.
What does that mean?
Notch on your bedpost, so you really have bedposts. A and B, are you actually whittling in a notch?
Got another one.
What are these 34 marks on your bed?
You just put it on the back of the headboard.
Got another one. Oh, God.
Boy, that was tremendous. Hand me that Bowie knife over there.
Swiss Army knife?
What is that? Another notch on my bedpost.
Why do you have notches? So the bed can move faster. I don't know. I mean, leave me alone.
Takes it wind resistant.
I'm trying to read the Sports Illustrated. Yeah. Leave me alone. Okay. Why don't you just leave me alone? But I love you, I think, is an interesting topic of exactly when is best to say it. And I just think that if it's in the middle of sex, it's like, well, you love what we're doing, but do you love me?
No, but if your wife said it to you in the middle of making love,
it's locked in.
I love you, Jonathan. That's locked in because it's understood.
Yeah.
You already went down that road before you got married.
Yes. Yes.
It's very interesting. You were trying to get, never mind.
Never mind.
I'm going to get myself.
And that, my friends, is Deal Breakers on a Thursday here on ESPN 1000.
What happened to the one he had before the break? Because that one he just made up on the fly during the break.
No, it was sent to me. I do still have another one in the chamber, but luckily we do Deal Breakers every week.
Yeah, and you text that person back, say, run.
Run. Exactly.
Run the other way. I mean,
quickly.
You know, like, listen, maybe Faith is, maybe she is someone that you can love, but it's just too soon. Unless you're one that falls in love right away. I've got a number of people I know that as soon as they get in a relationship, they're falling in love. Like, you know, one, you know, you should try the field before you fall in love.
Correct.
I would say so.
Correct.
Hey, you know, we got the Bears and we've got the Washington Commanders coming up in 15 minutes. We'll talk to Keyshawn Johnson from KJM about it. But coming up next, the Bears will win if. The Bears will win if tonight. We want you to fill in that blank for us. 312-332-3776 on Cap and J Hood. 2 minutes. Here we go.